From GEICO Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts, broadcasting from your brain. You think you live in a pretty safe place, but you just heard about a break-in 4 miles away, which isn't close, but it isn't far either, you know? Art Palpitations is on the scene.
I sure am, Tammy, and I don't even know why I drove out here, because as you know, you got customized renter's insurance through GEICO, so your stuff is covered.
Oh, well, that's great. Any sign of crime there, Art?
Just some light littering, Tammy, but like they say, a little litter can lead to a lot.
Wise words. It feels good to worry less. It feels good to GEICO.
Alive and Kicking
with Claire McKenna
on News Talk.
Now, of course, St. Patrick's Day takes place on Tuesday. So how can we make the most of the incredible Irish produce that's in season right now? Well, I'm joined in studio by Chef Erica Drum. Erica, you're very welcome.
Thank you so much.
I missed you over the winter because we don't have a lot in season. We just get through it with our soups and our casseroles and we keep our head down. But spring is in the air and things are blooming once again.
Yeah, it really feels like we're alive again, doesn't it? With the sun on our faces. That was a long few months there. And I am so happy. I realized when I was planning for this interview today that this really is my favorite time of year in terms of optimism and hope and joy and like just that kind of relief of you know, hibernating, I suppose, which isn't a bad thing. We all need it and nature needs it. But it's just such a lovely, open time of year where things start to grow before our eyes. And in terms of food and seasonal stuff, we get things that we literally cannot get any other time of year. So, you know, like we're used to seeing lemons all year round in the supermarket or peppers or tomatoes or whatever else. But things like wild garlic, which I know I talk about often and every time it comes around to the season, but it's so special. We cannot get it at other times of the year. So that's what makes it, I think, particularly special, and this time of year particularly special. Also, rhubarb is another one that you can't buy rhubarb in September. Maybe not September, but from September to now, you can't get it. Like it doesn't grow anywhere. And that's another reason that we should make it sacred and look after it and enjoy it and cook it.
And because we are being patriotic with St. Patrick's Day on the horizon, we are so lucky with our Irish produce. I never forget it. And I often think of it when I go on the continent, and I know there are beautiful meals you can have away, but I just don't think there's anywhere like Ireland for food and that love of food that we have.
And quality of food as well. And that's across the board. It's not even just our vegetable produce. It's our meats, it's our fish, it's our dairy. Like we're spoilt.
And from farm to fork, you can tell real love and care goes into everything. And our local producers, like I feel a real connection to Irish food, I have to say. I really celebrate it all of the time. I think we've got incredible producers here.
We do. And it doesn't have to be small either. Like we are a small country. So anything that's being made here and sold in even our big supermarkets, it's still local. It's still Irish produce. You know, like if you think of the States or Australia or something, things have thousands of miles to travel, whereas we are just like, yeah, we're really spoilt and lucky. But I do think we're very much being more respectful towards it and more conscious of it these days, aren't we?
Yeah, like I would always look at my veg. Like I want my carrots to be Irish carrots.
Yeah.
And if they're not, like I've started to ask the supermarket, you know, where are the Irish carrots?
Yeah, it's amazing. And do it. And we all should do it. Like I see there's obviously a lot happening on social media about this as well, where it's a good thing. It's difficult as well. Our supermarkets particularly have rules, and those rules are hard to meet for a lot of smaller producers or for the amount that might be needed in all the supermarkets or whatever. But yeah, definitely ask, encourage your, because, you know, they all have, even the independent shops have the manager who might be able to allow for a small local farmer to provide for them as well. So yeah, definitely ask.
And so many of the basics that I think we take for granted, often I don't. Like Irish butter, obsessed with it. Irish bread, Irish brown bread. Like when I'm away, I'm missing that. I'm like, where's the brown bread?
Yeah, I cook for a lot of American tourists. Well, I have done over the years. They come to my house. and they cannot, they can't comprehend it because they don't get the same flour as us. They don't get that whole meal flour, even the flavour. And that's also so simple. It's one of the best things to cook with kids is Irish soda bread, because it's a messy kind of sloppy situation. It's not a kneading, taking time. It's done from start to finish in an hour. Like, it's really a gorgeous recipe.
Yeah, Irish porridge, like you name it. When I'm picking it up, I'm really proud of it. And I think that's how we should be. So have you got a few green recipes for us to try for St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah, just to give you a note on some other gorgeous green things that are in season. So obviously we've got the wild garlic, which I'd recommend picking. If you smell garlic when you're on your forest walk, it's around you. So pick it deep in if you can. And it's going from now for another 4 or 5 weeks. There'll be a white flower on it as well, which you can eat, which is absolutely delicious. Cabbages, kale, leek. Spring greens are coming in. They're all still going. We've got purple sprouting broccoli as well. And for green recipes, I've got this gorgeous wild garlic pesto upside down tart, right? So really it's the wild garlic pesto, which is fabulous. And you can make it with basil or something else if you prefer. But other veg that go in that tart could be something like asparagus, which is also coming in a few weeks' time. And other spring greens. But the trick to this tart is that you put everything on the tray and then put your puff pastry on top of it. So you bake it with the puff pastry upside down, essentially. So when it's cooked, you turn the whole tray the other way around and you've got crispy pastry on the bottom and then your toppings are the other side around. So that's really delicious. Another dish I have for you is lemon chicken with tender stem broccoli. So we'll start seeing tender stem broccoli in the shop that is from Ireland now over the next few weeks. And I love that with chicken, lemon and a little bit of flaked almonds on top. So that's one of my favourites.
And is that like a tray bake that you do that?
Pasta.
Okay.
Yeah, I really like it. Could be done with something like rice or even small orzo pasta would be lovely. But I like the kind of length of a linguine or a tagliatelle with it, with the length of the tender stem broccoli, because it's a long stick, you know.
So what do you do with the chicken? Tell us about how you make that from kind of start to end.
Finish. Okay, so we do strips of chicken kind of long ways. Again, kind of mimicking the shape of the pasta and the shape of the tender stem broccoli, because that's the hero here, really. And I'd fry the chicken in a little bit of butter, maybe with a small chopped onion, and let that cook, get a little bit of colour on it. You could cook your pasta, and while the pasta's cooking, use a colander above it or a steam pot above it. That's, I have like a large pot for pasta and then a steamer basket, you know, that goes.
That's clever.
Anytime I'm cooking my pasta, I'll steam my veg that's going in. So it's good for clean up as well. So I'll steam the broccoli, not too much, like maybe a few 3 minutes towards the end of the pasta cooking, and toss that through with some pasta water, very important. And you've got lemon zest and lemon juice in there. If you've got a spot of white wine as well, it'd be lovely. And put in your pasta water, so let that thicken up a little bit. It's not a really heavy dish. It's something that's quite light and spring-like. And then separately, I'd have flaked almonds and maybe a little bit of something like a pangrattata, which is crisped up breadcrumbs. So I've toasted them maybe with the almonds, a little bit of butter and some of the lemon zest and herbs. Parsley's gorgeous in there as well. And that sprinkles on top. They call that a poor man's parmesan. So the breadcrumbs being crisped up to replace the kind of parmesan.
Yeah. Yum.
Really tasty.
What about green goddess salad? That's something I often see on social media and I haven't tried to make it yet. It's the dressing is the green goddess part,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. This was a craze, an Instagram and TikTok phenomenon. And this is where you blend a good few green ingredients. So we've got like spinach, basil, scallion, some other herbs. Like we have kale here. You could put that through as well. And that's in season. And mix it with some lemon juice, some parmesan if you want, salt and pepper. And you're kind of, and nuts. So you're kind of creating this creamy dressing nearly, but it's green. Hence the green goddess.
And is there a liquid there or do you just blend it enough until it goes liquidy?
Yeah, you could put olive oil in it as well. But I like to use the lemon juice to give that kind of kick, and then the nuts kind of blend down, you know, when nuts have so much oil content in them. So a bit of olive oil definitely. It will go liquidy, and then you're going to add that. If you want to loosen it from your whatever blender you're using, you can use a little water as well, and then you're going to add that to chopped cabbage. And I think it's hard to eat, right? Chopped cabbage, you know, it's something we might not realise we're eating because it's in coleslaw, but that is, and that's raw. So it's the same idea. It's goes into it and creates this amazing flavour. It makes it so Moorish. But the reason it's so good for you, I think, is because you're taking your time to eat it and you're eating cabbage that you probably wouldn't often eat, particularly not in a raw scenario. So the flavour of the dressing just makes it so tasty and you want to come back for more. It's a really good one to make a big batch at the start of the week and have it, you know, with your lunch or with the, you know, pan fried breast of chicken or something if you wanted. I used to do it as well. I say used to because it was last year, but I'll do it again now, spring, with pasta. So I make the sauce and then pour it over pasta again. Maybe I'm pasta house this at the moment.
Yeah, life, you have a toddler. You have a toddler. Pasta is a great one.
Life is easier with pasta. And it's really tasty. Yeah, just Parmesan on top as well. I love a bit of Parmesan through it.
So that will last in the fridge. If you make that, will you get a week out of that in an airtight container, a jar even?
Yeah, you definitely would. And particularly the cabbage, it holds out. Like, it's really, cabbage is so sturdy. I'm talking about the tight whitehead cabbage, you know. You could use red as well. Colour might be a bit odd because the green and the red would mix. But the white cabbage, yeah, it would definitely last you the week.
So for the green, white and gold then, we have the orange and almond cake topped with rhubarb. I mean, how easy is this one? Because people might be having friends over for St. Patrick's Day. Is this a crowd pleaser?
Absolutely, and so adaptable. The reason I'm talking about orange is because they're in season as well. Obviously, they're not grown down the road beside us here, but they are in our local countries around us in Europe. So they're in Spain. We all know blood oranges as well, which are so pretty and beautiful. Lemons, all citrus really is in season. So oranges are just at their peak and they go really well with rhubarb. So this recipe is foolproof. It is so delicious and so straightforward. So 6 eggs, 250 caster sugar and 250 almonds. And then the flavouring can be whatever you want. So I've done orange here, you could do lemon. It's kind of like a polenta cake that people might know, but it's an almond cake. So it's also gluten-free, which is handy as well. All of that gets mixed up, put into your tray that's been well greased and gets baked in the oven. And then I poach rhubarb separately and I'll place that on top. And like kind of like a lemon drizzle cake. Pop a few holes in the top, place on the rhubarb and pour over the drizzle that I've made, which has honey and orange in it as well.
I said people, you might be having people over. Will you have me over for St. Patrick's Day? It all sounds delicious. I'm absolutely starving now. And just as all the produce is kicking off, what about you? Have you got a spring and a summer full of festivals and events where you'll be?
Yeah, I do. I'm so excited. We actually get the hungry gap that you know that I've talked about before is actually like kind of April, May-ish, because things that have been growing through the winter aren't ready yet and things that have started in the spring for the summer aren't ready yet or are finished and the ones that for the spring and summer aren't ready yet. So coming into that festival season, I'm actually doing a pop-up dinner and Ballymaloe Food Festival, which is one of my favourite festivals. It's incredibly fun and exciting and full of people talking about delicious food and lots of people coming from abroad, which is really cool because we get to hear these, you know, voices that we might not have heard or tastes and flavours that we might not know. And that is in May. I'm also hosting the main stage at Well Fest, the Well Food stage. So I might see you there, Claire, I'm sure. Looking forward to that. We've got some really good names, again, coming from abroad and, of course, some local heroes too. So I'll have all of that up on my social media.
And where can people find you? What's your Instagram handle?
So we can find me, as always, on Erica Drum, E-R-I-C-A-D-R-U-M with I-E at the end.
Erica Drum, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks, Claire.
Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna. Sunday morning at 8 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.